So good morning, afternoon, or evening as appropriate. My name is Jay, and also known as J4 on here, and welcome to the Purple Hour, where we will take an hour or so to discuss mainly CI/CD, automation, and engineering in the context of ResNight. For those who are new in the crowd, you can leave your questions in the dedicated thread. It's linked in the office hours general, and I'll make sure to go through all of the questions as long as they're posted within the next hour or so. As a small reminder, CI/CD means continuous integration and continuous deployment, which is the practice of automating builds, deployments, and etc. For instance, when a developer pushes change to ResNight, my goal is to make sure the change is tested, built into an executable, and shipped to people if needed. So now that's out of the way, let's start with the question, and I see one by Red, which asks, how purple today? Well, as usual, all the purple there is in the world. That's who I am. I'm purple. Hello, Orion. Hello, Foxbox. Please don't lick my face. I'm just out of the shower. That one will do great on the recording because people have no context. Red asks, favorite component as of recent. I've got no clue. Being really honest, I barely make anything anymore in ResNight. I'm just mainly there to hang out with my friend and etc. So, not sure about that one. I see Colin the Cat regarding CI/CD. What Linux are the workers running on? Why compared to Ubuntu or Alpine? How's the Protoflux package going? Are there any plans for releasing it publicly? The asset workers runs Ubuntu, if I recall correctly. Actually, I can check that. Give me one sec. Yes, the asset worker runs Ubuntu because I would have to guess that this is just the most popular option, so that's what works. I don't think there's much more reasoning behind that. It's just a really popular distro, and people use it because it's popular. And don't remind me about Canonical. Yes, I know they're terrible. I know all about it. And I see, how's the Protoflux package going? It's going very well. It finally worked. It's finally published on an internal feed. Releasing it publicly, that's another issue given all the licensing issues around that. But at some point, I think it was... there was one issue requesting official bindings. We could probably do that instead. But as of now, I do not know. Fogbox asks, if I send a message to the ResNight bot via the headless console, will the command work? Well, it should. It's the same as... Given the headless is a client, it should be the same as if you sent the message using Recon or even the general graphical client. So that should work. Orion asking, anything you've been up to as of late? Well, the Protoflux package, I'm really happy about it, since this is the first step in converting all the internal stuff into proper packages, on releasing proper versioning for those, and etc. It's very boring for everybody, but I love it because I'm in CI/CD. But yeah, that's what's been exciting for me lately. Sulfozoid asks, question, I've just started with ResNight and was looking for world creation tutorials, especially in an interactive environment. If I can spawn objects with particle effects, set up a unique ID from other objects, want to find resources on this, especially scripting, if I want to say, make a bar with drinks that will spawn or a small minigame for it. We actually have a really good amount of tutorials on the wiki. Let me get you the links. So I would recommend looking on the tutorials channel of this Discord and also the tutorial page on the wiki, since those are the biggest places where people document stuff like that. Otherwise, it's usually you're having much more fun when other people work on the same project, so I can also recommend making a post like in the general forum or the user's creation, asking if people can like chip in every now and then. That's also very fun to do. Lamp asks, I am currently working on a project that will require a lot of JSON parsing. Get string on post string. Should I continue to theorize the structure of the project and wait for new upcoming features on completion of GitHub request, or should I work with the tools available? I know I can already, so 19% of what I intend right now. Well, it all depends on you in the end. I'd say go for it, have some fun with it on when the features release. Well, you've got some more work to do to replace the parts that would be a bit more optimized with the new features. But it's always up to you. So personally, I would just go for it because it's fun. Knopit, I think that one is the rambling one, right? Yeah. I'm just asking for confirmation because I can never remember like the difference between Knopit and Taipongs. I know my memory is very bad. Pet peeve one. Do what you want. Oh, hell yeah. Recently, I've been playing a bit with IP phones, which has nothing at all to do with anything Resonate whatsoever. So I've got that magnificent Yealink T42S IP phone right there on my desk, meaning people can just call me anytime and I can just answer it. It's great. So if you're on CallCentric, LightNet, HamPy, or soon Hams over IP, you will be able to call me directly on this phone on my desk, which I don't know why, but I find great, even though it's really basic technology. I think that's it for my rambling of the day. Otherwise, I will talk all night about that thing, and I don't want to go over the timer for this. What kind of phone did you say? It's a Yealink T42S. It's just an IP phone. You can take an old Cisco for that or any kind of brand that has like SIP support. If you want the numbers to contact me, those are on my website, but that's enough advertisement for now. Time to find the purple IP. You don't need my IP. You just type a number in and that's it. That's the magic of it. Well, right now it's on do not disturb. So don't try calling me right now. You'll go directly to voicemail. Yeah, I think that's enough rambling about that for now, because I could, yeah, as I said, talk about that all night. Let's see. Calling the Cat, is the way how Resonate, the game as a whole, will be version going to change in the future? I do not know. Maybe, maybe not. Right now, the versioning scheme works because it's pretty explicit. Year, months, day, seconds. There's very little chance that we'll have two overlapping versions, if, well, none at all. So I know it's not the cementing versioning. I'd like to switch to that, but then the current one works. So, you know, if it ain't broken, don't touch it. See, Bepler, there are two types of software engineers, those who adore CI/CD and those who abhor it. Yeah, it depends. I used to hate CI/CD. Now I love it because at least I'm not programming all the time. Orion, I like CI/CD when somebody else does it. Yeah, you know what? That's the spirit as well. If you don't like doing something, yeah, have fun making someone else do it. Grant, on a scale of 1 to fish, what's your favorite color of the alphabet? As always, 12. Do we have any more questions? Every time I do those purple hour thing, I feel like I'm totally speedrunning through the questions. Not sure if it's the impression. Balançoire, yes. You know what, we can have a French segment this time. Ça fait très longtemps que je ne suis pas allé sur une balançoire, Baplard. Du coup, excuse-moi pour mon manque d'expérience. There we go. That was the French segment of this purple hour. Don't forget to come to the next one for the next French segment. IPv6, oh, don't get me started on that one. You know what it does. I'm very sad that GitHub, after how long has it been since that request was, like 10 years or something, still has no IPv6. Well, GitHub does IPv6, like on two of their 10 domains. For some reason, the one that serves avatars uses IPv6, but the rest doesn't. I don't claim to understand all decisions made by software companies, but GitHub like eludes me a lot. Find me in a world and ask me about GitHub, and you'll get really long rants about what GitHub does and how bad they are, even though I have to work with them every day. Let's see, Colin. Snopit is a made-up word by Tom Scott, and there's a meme about it. I've seen that meme. It's just I always forget what it means in the context of Resonate, because people started using Snopit here. I forgot when. And I always forget what it means. I should just write that down at this point. Astro Aladfar says, a question. Has there been plans on making or creating an alternative version of Resonate which would be more user-friendly, i.e. easier to use, and lowering the threshold of to entry for new Resonate users like VRCEs? Or, like, there are different versions of Linux. Basically, the goal is not to create two different clients with two different UIs. So there are no plans to create an alternative, easier version of Resonate. However, what we want to do is to improve the UI. So we find, and I will say something that all UI designers will hate me for, a good middle ground where the UI is, has enough options to appeal to advanced users, but also it's easy enough to comprehend for anybody, like that anybody can use it without being a nuclear engineer. In the long term, basically it's making a platform that tries to cater to everybody. I know that's very hard. Good luck making good UI for that. But if you have any specific improvements you'd like to see on the UI, I can recommend opening a GitHub issue about it, or commenting on an existing one, or getting a friend to open one with details about what caused friction in your experience. We really want that kind of feedback because, well, usually people don't give feedback when there is too much friction, they just leave. So, yeah, please give us feedback. That's how we evolve the platform. Let's see, Grand. Had my IPv6 prefix changed on me recently, screwed up my Proxmox because static addresses. Need to find out how to DDNS on Spaceship properly. There's a bunch of scripts to do that you can find around, but usually I would use something like DNV6 or something like that to do proper dynamic DNS. DNV6 also supports custom domains, so you might want to look into that. And my headset cut, sorry about that. And I have 12 things audio playing in the background. There we go. If you pick the keyboard, give me all the keys. That kind of looks like the keyboard I'm using. I'm using a Keychron, so it's the exact color scheme. Colin the Cat, what do you think about the liquid glass design? I actually updated my phone to the latest iOS, and I hate it. There's a bunch of things that I would like to tell the Apple designers about, like, for instance, if you go on any screen and pull out the left, from the top left to the bottom, it's supposed to show the clock with all your notification. The issue is that the moment you pull that out on liquid glass, the background is completely transparent. You'd see what's behind. But the moment you reach the bottom and just remove your finger from the screen, it will just poof, put your phone background there, which I don't understand. Just put the background there from the start. So yeah, I do not like liquid glass. Basically, that thing is the death of accessibility and contrast. They improved it a little bit in the last update, but it's still like extremely bad compared to what it was before. So I hope nobody will ever follow that design language, because that's probably one of the worst I've ever seen accessibility-wise. I'm on the opposite side of that spectrum. I bought Corny 3x6. I'm starting to regret having taken. Let's see. Oh, those are the weird keyboards like that. Yeah, I see. Yeah, I just want my big keyboards with numpad, with something that just works. No custom things anymore. See, so Fozoid. Just following trends will lead to unhappy people, because when the new trend will show up, the rest of practical UI design gets out of the window. Yeah, that's the case with Liquid Glass. Well, if you're a very big fan of Liquid Glass, well, we can't stop you. You can make facets to seam your dashboard with Liquid Glass. But I will not be a user of those facets, sadly. Fox, which I assume is your username because you just have a fox emoji. The thing I hate most about the iOS 26 design isn't Liquid Glass, the stupid bottom bar that's no longer aligned to the screen and is never consistent and changes when... Wait, it's not... Okay, my eyes are too bad to see that, but I hope it's centered. Otherwise, you just cursed me with some knowledge right there. Did you know that there exists mostly unused keycode for F13, F24? Yes! We need more keyboards that implement those. Actually, isn't like the new AI key thing that Microsoft tries to push on keyboards using one of those unused codes? I could program them on my corn, actually. Just gotta find a use for them. Yeah, that's the hardest part. Fox, it's not anchored. You can't just tap in the bottom left of the screen to go home in an app, for example, because sometimes there's a button there and sometimes there's not. And you end up tapping outside the bar. Oh, yeah. Apple has a lot of issues like that where stuff doesn't appear where you click. Well, doesn't appear to be where you should click. Remember the recent issue with predictive typing where you would type on a letter and it would type just a different letter or correct a totally different word? Yeah. The quality of Apple software has gone down the drain in the past years. Echo is not even a news code. Yeah, I see it's something like Control Alt Shift Win. No, the best shortcut on Windows, my favorite one at least, I think is Control Shift Win Alt L, which opens LinkedIn. It's totally useless because nobody needs a shortcut to LinkedIn, but I just find it really, really funny. I think it emulates Control Alt Shift and some more, same combination as their office key did. Oh. Oh, LinkedIn opens with AI plus L. Oh, yeah, that's why we all need the AI key. Not for AI, but to open LinkedIn. Oh, I see. Funnily enough, my LinkedIn homepage is against AI now. I don't know how I did that, but you know, why not? It's not like I spend hours on the thing every day. Like Win Shift Alt Control Super Control Command Alt GR W opens world. You know what? I'm not gonna question that one. Knowing Microsoft, that could be a legitimate keybind. Colin asks, "What's the keybind for going to another parallel universe?" I don't know. Ask Bill Gates. He probably knows. Which key combination would turn me into my persona? I don't know. If you ever have any information on this, please tell me. In any case, do we have more questions about CI/CD, Resonate, and all that stuff? And of course, the chat goes quiet when I ask that. CI/CD scary? No, it's not. Come on. CI/CD can be your friend if you tame it. It's magical in sense. You just push some code and just get a program back. It's like something is doing almost, when I insist on the almost, all the tiresome job for you. Of course, you still have to program the thing, but still. Calling the cat, how would you do CI for components on other stuff that needs to hold the whole game to run, even for the graphical clients? The same way I did for Protoflux, for instance. Just build it into a library, publish it into an internal NuGet feed, and reference that in the project. And there you go. You have Protoflux component. What could it be? Photon Dust and etc. directly available from the NuGet feed. Yeah, basically, luckily, we're using .NET. So everything is pretty much standardized in how you do things. So it's fairly easy to set those things up usually. could indicate, is every programmer on the team going to start writing unit tests now? At the moment, no. First, I need to figure out some ground rules for the unit tests. And I know I say that at every Purple Hour, but yes, I still need to work on that. And then I will force everybody to start to write tests. Yeah, everything in an order. First, lay some ground rules, and then start forcing everybody to write tests. Remember, in software, tests are important. So is documentation. If somebody tells you they don't need documentation, they're lying. Wrote 200% coverage, yes. Orion, documentation, who needs that? I love reverse engineering my code after forgetting everything. Yeah, you know what? At this point, don't even publish your code anymore. Once you've built your program, just delete the source code. And then when you want to modify it, you open your executable with Radar2 or IDA or Ghidra and just try to reverse engineer it that way. This way, you learn more about your code than you could ever imagine. Sulfozoid asks questions. What humanoid characters, non-Fury, are allowed? I saw robots on other characters. I'm thankful it's not the anime model majority and a lot of custom models that give unique individual aspects. Right in Ostrambling, what is the character most common as a base humanoid? Sadly, I do not know that. But do know that any humanoid non-Fury are allowed as well. The guideline still applies to them. While the guidelines apply to everybody, but get the avatar you want to be in. Like, if you feel more comfortable in any avatar, just use that one. Nobody's gonna go after you for that. Yeah, exactly. As Orion pointed out, humanity is not strictly necessary. If you want something that's even different than humanity, just go for it as well. Just play around with avatars. It's really fun. Do what you want. Create characters, whatever. I like looking at people creating their own unique avatars. Some people do really, really cool stuff with those. Amazing next sticker on, I think that's a laptop in your video, Fox. The Blender default cube. You can even not use the default cube of Blender. You can literally use the Resonate default cube as your avatar. That's the beauty of Resonate. Anything can be an avatar. And yes, when I say anything, try putting an inspector through the avatar creator. Go ahead. You'll see what happens. Inspector avatar, let's go. Yeah, there's a bunch of those already floating around. There's even like usable ones. So if you want to be an inspector, go ahead, be an inspector. If you want to be a furry, be a furry. If you want to be a human, be a human. If you want to be a robot, be a robot. Be what you want. That's the point of a platform like this. The gloopy avatar, cursed? No, come on, Colin. Come on, it's not cursed. Grand, can I be a complete mess? Yes, you can. When I say you can be whatever you want to be, go ahead. Even a complete mess. Don't worry, I've been a disappointment for my parents in VR for this whole time. See? Be what you want to be. I remember someone going to sessions and asking random people to put stuff on their avatar. Yeah, that's a fun concept, just like Kadavrixki of avatars. Echo, idle musing. What would be the Susan of Resonate, if anything? The obvious answer is the gloopy, but doesn't have any concave areas, no such complexity that makes Susan the teapot is extra useful. I have no clue. Default sphere mesh, maybe, I don't know. We could add like some funny character, like Susan as a procedural mesh, that would be funny. Foxbox says, I could choose to be anything and I choose to be an idiot. It's alright. I said, be whatever you want to be. Fox says, yes, the next sticker on my Microsoft Surface Pro. Oh no, you don't do that to that poor sticker. Foxbox, I accidentally nuked the Grand Oasis West Coast server's partition table yesterday. Oops. Well, such things happen. Full resolution Fruk said in the add menu objects. Add object menu. I'm not sure if Fruk would be okay with that though. Blender has the default cube, Resonate gets default Fruk. Well, technically the only default model in Resonate is like the floor in the grid space when you create a new world, so I don't know, the Resonate default plane, the default quad. But do we have any more Resonate questions? Ooh, leading to a thing. I must paste this into my Resonate client right now. Let's see what it is. Oh no. It's that UI. Oh no. Messing with partitions is always scary. It's why I can't switch away from BTRFS. Well, but first, I love subvolumes. Does it steal all your 3 gigs of system memory? Oh, it's the Vista UI. No more questions? I'm also in parallel just working on the on some bug fixes, like the auto-spawn items not working. But I am keeping an eye on the side, on the chat. Couldn't get home, I saw that you assigned yourself to the monodocecil bug issue. Any news about that one? No, sadly no news. Yeah, I've been pretty busy with a bunch of stuff lately. So, yeah. There's a lot of things on my list that I want to do, but then low energy, it's the end of the year. Yeah. Okay, again, if you have more questions about Resonate CI/CD on all that stuff, please put them in the thread. Well, given there are not any other questions, I think I'll end the purple hour a bit early today. I'd still be hanging out around in Resonate after this. If you have more questions or if you want to bother me with everything. So thanks everybody for joining us this evening. As a reminder, the Purple Hour happens every third Tuesday of the month at 1900 hours UTC. If you have more engineering questions, Prime's office hours is in a few hours, so you can go ask him questions if you have any. And of course, the recording for this will be published right after after I end this stage. I will post the link right here in the thread. So see you all around in Resonate.